Philippians chapter 3 and verse 12. It says, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. The King James says that I may apprehend that for which Christ Jesus has apprehended me. So you've been apprehended. You've been laid hold of. Amen. For the plan of God and for the purpose of God. Let's read on here a little bit further. Verse 13, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. We got to forget the past, amen? Amen? Even success we've had in the past, we don't just hang on to our successes of the past. Today is a new day. Amen. This week is a new week to press. Amen. This life is such a privilege to be here. I mean, people, you just go visit the cemeteries and you can see, you know, just thousands and thousands of people that had their time. They came and they went. But now's our time. Amen. And, you know, should Jesus tarry, none of us are going to make it out of here alive. And so now is our time to pursue. Now is it our time to press. Now is our time to be involved in kingdom business. Now is our time to give our time, to give our energy, to give our talents, to give our resources. Now is our time not to hold anything back, but to let it all out for the plan of God. And here's the good thing about walking in the plan of God and giving of yourself. You cannot outgive God. You cannot outgive God. Mark chapter 10 tells us this. There is no one. There is no one. There is no one who has left houses or lands, or brothers, or sisters, or fathers, or mothers, or these things for the gospel's sake. There's no one who has given things up for the gospel's sake who will not receive a hundredfold now in this time. Those are the words of Jesus. Those are the words of Jesus. So I don't know about you, but I'm looking for ways, not foolishly, not in the flesh, not in some fleshly zeal, but I'm looking for ways to turn my life over to Him. Here I am. Here's my body. Here's my time. Here's my day. Here's my mouth. Here's my talent. Here's my lack of talent. Here's everything that I have. Just come on in here. I'm going to swing the door wide open. Come on in here and do something good with me. Many of you have heard this before, but you know, God doesn't always call the qualified, but He does qualify the call. Did I say that right? He'll qualify you. He'll enable you. He'll empower you. He'll equip you. And I'll say this about the plan of God. The plan of God is bigger than you can think. It's bigger than you can imagine. It'll take you places that you hadn't planned on going. I've often said this about the plan of God. The plan of God sometimes will wreck your plan. You say, it'll wreck my plan. Yeah, if you have one plan and God has another plan, it'll wreck your plan. But the plan of God will not wreck your life. Why? Because it's a plan of peace. It's a plan of health. It's a plan of prosperity. And as you pursue that path and walk down that pathway and stay on that path and keep your eyes on Jesus, I'll tell you what, things get fixed. Things get mended. Restoration comes. So these are the days to sell out, because there's nobody who's left these things or given things up for the gospel's sake. Jesus said, who won't receive a hundredfold now in this time and in the age to come, eternal life. I think one of the biggest enemies to the plan of God is the cares of life. Well, you know, somebody's got to make a living around here. Somebody's got to make some money. You just do all that preaching and all that, you know, plan of God stuff. Somebody's got to make some money. The money's built into the plan. Oh boy. The money's built into the plan. There's more to life than just making money. The money's built into the plan. It's built into the purpose. It's a, you know, you can go out there and make all kinds of money, all kinds of money in the world, but it's got sorrow with it. But the blessing of the Lord, which is on our life and on your life as a believer, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and He adds no sorrow with it. God has a plan. You seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. The Lord said to me some time back, don't look for ways to get the money in. Look for ways to get the word out. Look for ways to get the word out, and I'll bring the money in. Glory to God. So he says here, Philippians chapter 3, let's read a little bit further. Verse 13, brethren, I don't count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward. Everybody say reach.
Reach.
Everybody say stretch.
Stretch.
Reaching forward. Now who's this for? This is for all ages. Reach, stretch, reaching forward to those things which are ahead. What's ahead? Good things. Notice what he says, verse 14, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So notice here in verse 14, he mentions the word press. Notice here in verse 12, not that I've already attained or I'm already perfected, but I press. You see, once you find out that you've been apprehended, once you find out that the Lord has laid hold of you for His plan, once you find out that there's a reward, that there's a prize of the upward call, then there's a desire to press. Otherwise, what are we pressing for? Just to be good church members? I never miss a Sunday. Well, stay after church. We'll hand out blue ribbons. No, we're pressing for something. What are we pressing for? Why are we here? Why do we bother to show up? Why do I get up in the morning and pray in tongues? Why do we do these things? We're pressing. We're pressing for the goal, for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Where's God calling us? He's calling us up. Where's God calling us? He's calling us higher. He's calling us to higher heights. He's calling us to higher places. Oh, there's plans in this room that you've not seen yet, that haven't been revealed yet. But with a little more pressing, a little more walking, a few more steps moving down the plan of the path of God, and the veil will be removed and you'll begin to see things you didn't see before. Amen. Thank God there's more to this than just church. That was the problem growing up. I wasn't interested in church. But when I found out there was a God who loved me and laid hold of my life and apprehended me for a good plan, then I began to press. And it became a consuming desire within me. I needed to know. I had to find out, Lord, why have you created me? What have you created me for? And God's no respecter of persons. He's got a plan for everybody here today. Everybody say press.